My brothers and sisters in Christ, today Jesus speaks to us about the importance of humility. So I should go sit down right now rather than try to talk to you about that. It's important, though, that we reflect on it and think about this immense gift that God gives to us. It's the only way we can come to heaven. It's the only way we can get there is if we are truly humble, if we embrace humility. The people at this party that Jesus was invited to were all looking at him closely. And it's interesting that at a party like this, Jesus would start to begin to teach about humility, about the importance of taking the lowest place. Go and take the lowest place. And then when you give a party, don't invite those people who are famous or who can repay you. He wants us, in humility, to invite those who are poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. So Jesus is trying to reveal to us the greatness of something that's not so great in our world, humility. The power of something that is so weak, humility. Humility is really the truth about who God is, the truth about who you and I are. We're to be humble. Humility reveals who we truly are. It's not that, if we become more filled up with air and have more people like us on whatever, Facebook, Twitter, or, in our social circles, that we become more truly who we are. It's more true that when we humble ourselves, that we become more true to ourselves. There's a great advantage to being humble. This is what the writer of the book of Sirach is trying to get to his children who he's writing to. Conduct your affairs with humility, my child, and you will be loved more than a lover of gifts, than a giver of gifts. You can hardly think of a person who is more famous than somebody who has a lot to give. Everybody's eyes are on them because they have so many things to give, and they have so many friends. But the writer of the book of Sirach says it's not that way in reality. The one who is truly appreciated and loved is the one who is what? Humble. The one who acts and who conducts his affairs with humility. It's not immediately contagious. It takes a little while for you to find the person who is actually humble. You wouldn't notice them right away. That would be counterintuitive to humility, wouldn't it? So we all like to be invited to parties. We like to have places where there is honor. But Jesus is telling us in the midst of these invitations, these places where you get good gifts or where good things are offered to you, he gives you this golden teaching. If you took it to heart, you'd go right to heaven. He says, go and take the lowest place. It's counterintuitive. It's counterintuitive. But it's very close to the heart of Jesus. When you get invited, go take the lowest spot. Give it a try. I got invited the other day to ride on the Mada Hay Trail. You know where that is? Out west. It's very beautiful. And I'm not a big biking fanatic, but I accepted the invitation. I wanted to spend some time with my brother-in-law who was going out there. Wanted to show that I get out on the trail just like anybody else. And within about 5 minutes, I wiped out in a cow pie. So that was pretty cool. Might have been a bison pie, but they're the same thing, I think. So I wiped out pretty fast, and that stunk. Thank you. Then I eventually got the hang of it, riding down the trails. It's pretty fun. If you haven't done it, it's a lot of fun. It's like going on a roller coaster without all the constraints, so it's dangerous. But as I said, I got a hang of it. Do you know those grasshoppers that kind of buzz when they jump up and they have wings? They probably can't hurt a fly. Maybe they can, But as I was getting the hang of it, and I was flying down the road like crazy, here comes this grasshopper, and he lands right on my chest. And I was like, ah! And this grasshopper's like, ah! And he jumped off me. So I was like, dang it. Just when I was getting the hang of this. And we had a snake on the road. So, you know, it was humiliating in a lot of ways. But I'm glad I did it, all in all. There's some beautiful sights out there. There's some, and I actually had a really great conversation with my brother-in-law. I don't know. The point in that story that I'm drawing you to is that when we're invited to things, it doesn't always go the right way. We want things to go so well, but it doesn't always go that way. And the key is to do what Jesus says here. Whenever you have something going your way, whenever you're excited about something, to not be afraid to take that lower seat. Don't let the devil trick you into saying, oh, you're going to be so dishonored, or nobody will notice you. You know, if we really embrace humility, we'll actually like that when we don't get noticed. It'll be a great gift to us. Mother Teresa of Calcutta had to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. It was truly humiliating for her. You and I would think, oh, she deserves it. She's done so much good. But for her, for a humble soul, it was really hard, really hard. You know. And this is what Jesus reveals to us. He reveals that when we're humble, then he will exalt us. He'll lift us up. He'll do that hard work. He'll carry us. Jesus will lift us up when we humble ourselves. If a person exalts themselves and thinks themselves self-important, they're going to get knocked down, and everybody knows it. They're going to be brought down low, even if they don't accept it themselves. Everybody else knows. But Jesus really cares about us. He wants to help us out. And the only way he can help us, the only way he can lift us up is if we humble ourselves. Take the lowest spot. Associate with those people who are lowly, who don't have as much. It's not just humility isn't just a servile fear of just being afraid of God. You know, if that's the way that a lot of the Jewish people approached God. And some other religions have that view of God too, especially the Muslims, that God is so high and I have to be, you know, bowed so low. The first reading kind of touches on this. The writer to the Hebrews says, brothers and sisters, you have not approached that which could be touched, a blazing fire and gloomy darkness, a storm and a trumpet blast, voice speaking words such that those who heard begged that the message be further addressed to them, no further message be addressed to them. So in other words, the people in the desert, the Israelites in the desert, when they saw God, it was like, oh my gosh, okay, Moses, you talk to God. We don't want anything to, you know, you talk to him, then tell us what he says. Okay. So this is kind of a servile fear of God, being afraid of God. This isn't the kind of God we had. Instead, he turns a corner here in this letter. He says, no, you haven't approached that. He says, you've approached Mount Zion. That's like heaven. You've approached the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, countless angels in festal gathering, the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God, the judge of all, and Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. You've actually drawn close to him. When you're humble, you come before God, guess who comes to you? Jesus. Jesus comes down from the altar, down the stairs here. He comes to you in the Holy Eucharist. We say, Lord, out of humility, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. But if you say the word, my soul shall be healed. My soul shall be healed. I'll be able to come forward, Jesus, and receive you. We humble ourselves when we go to confession. Father, I've sinned. And we receive. Jesus comes down to us and he forgives us our sins. There's lots of opportunities for humility, isn't there? You agree with me? There's a few. All you have to do is be able to drive a car around town. And there's lots of opportunities when you're driving to be humble. Lots of opportunities to be humble. Take advantage of those moments when you're able to take the lower seat. It's a trick from the evil one to scare you into saying, you don't want the lower seat. You say, yes, I do. That's exactly what Jesus did. Isn't it humbling to sit in front of Jesus? I was just thinking about this on the way in. Isn't it humbling to sit? I can't see Jesus on the cross like you can during Mass. But you guys all get to see him constantly. There's no more of a humble place than being right up there, all alone on the cross. Keep that image before your eyes and your hearts. He took the lowest spot when he became a little baby in the cradle at Christmas time. Left the glory of heaven. We do the best to do the same thing, to follow him, to be humble. And the amazing thing, when you humble yourself, God lifts you up. The Blessed Mother says, he casts down the mighty from their thrones, and he lifts up the lowly. Lifts up the lowly. Let's prepare our hearts to receive our humble God.